And the University of Maryland's decision to join the Big Ten is generating no shortage of opinions and debate as yet another college athletics program is jumping ship and changing conferences for the promise of a brighter financial future. But how do some of the school's alumni feel about this move? Joining us live now, Maryland basketball great and ESPN analyst Len Elmore. Len, welcome to WTOP. Thanks for joining us.
Sure, it's my pleasure.
I've read some of your comments ahead of yesterday's vote about the Terps potentially leaving the ACC. You called it then sad and a bad move. Now that the vote has happened, you still feel the same way?
Yeah, I do. That's a retrospective, but certainly prospectively, I hope it works out. Obviously, you know, I'd like to see success for my alma mater. But, you know, what really disturbs me, obviously, is one, that there was no recognition by the administration that, you know, they had enough leverage where they didn't have to sign a confidentiality agreement. And they could have added some sunlight to this whole process and maybe consulted constituencies to have them weigh in as opposed to, you know, kind of doing it, you know, in a cloak and dagger fashion, only to allow the weigh-in to occur when it was pretty much a done deal. You know, I'm not sure how the Board of Regents felt about it, but certainly those of us who, you know, have the affinity for our alma mater certainly would have liked to have weighed in with some of the things that we believe were either necessary in agreement or in some ways certainly would militate against the agreement.
Well, do you think there was a rush to get to this decision? Do you think that all of the principals considered all of the changes that are involved here, such as the cost of doing business in a much bigger conference?
I'm not sure that they really did. I mean, when you talk about a rush to a decision-making, certainly that rush was precipitated by the Big Ten. You know, the more people can weigh in, probably the less the odds that a deal, at least to their liking, would get done. And you're right about the cost of being here because, you know, with regard to sports programs, you're going to, when you join a conference like this, you're going to try to compete with the bellwethers of the conference. And those bellwethers are Ohio State and Michigan. Their resources and their facilities are comparable to none. And in doing so, if Maryland wants to, you know, have a capital improvement on Byrd Stadium, if there are field practice facilities they want to incorporate, just a ton of things that will have extraordinary costs beyond their share of the Big Ten network, they're going to have to float bonds. They're going to have to find another way to get that done. And what do we have? Lo and behold, we're in debt again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that kind of disturbs me the most, that, you know, maybe that's not fully, that wasn't fully investigated. You know, my hope would be that the programs that were the sports teams that were cut would be restored. And I would even challenge the administration to take a look at this. As opposed to getting involved in an arms race, as I just referred to, why not utilize the bulk of those funds to improve student life? If the athletic department, if their cut of the institutional budget is, and I'm throwing this number out, 4 or 5%, then out of those revenues, then provide the athletic department with 4 or 5% of the revenues from the Big Ten and use the rest of the money to essentially improve student life. I guarantee you every department at the University of Maryland has a wish list. Mm-hmm. Also, when you take a look at dormitories and other student life areas, they can certainly be improved and refurbished. So utilize this for the good of the total institution as opposed to just the athletic department.
Let me ask you this. We just have 30 seconds remaining. As we look at this from a bigger picture, the ACC has a $50 million exit fee. If that doesn't stop a founding member like the University of Maryland from bolting, what's to stop the other schools in the ACC from bolting, as we've seen happen across the country with schools realigning themselves with different conferences? And where do you think this arms race, as you called it, in college athletics actually ends?
Well, first of all, where it's going with regard to the exit fees, unless you have a Big Ten, which is wildly successful, most of the schools aren't going to be able to afford it, nor would the competing conference be able to loan the money, which I believe would be the case with Maryland, where the money gets amortized over a period of time. As far as where we're headed with regard to the idea of super conferences. I think that's ultimately what's going to happen. You're going to have several super conferences, all driven by football, and the rest are going to be pretty much secondary.
Len, we appreciate your perspective. Thanks for coming on this morning. Hope this all ends up on the right foot for Maryland.
I hope so as well. Thank you very much.
Maryland basketball great and ESPN analyst Len Elmore joining us live.